The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Question two.
So in last week's School of Thought, Andy Rotherham praised movements like New TLA, which are pushing reform from within the teachers' unions. Terry Moe, in response to Rotherham, was less enamored. Can reform unionism work?
No.
No?
No. Good. Question number two, moving on. I mean, I think Rotherham being optimistic, you know, it's a great thing to note these insurgent movements within the union, things like the New TLA group that has got 90 out of about 350 or so spots in the UTLA legislature, so to speak, and are pushing reform initiatives there. Groups like Educators for Excellence in New York are pushing for the end of LIFO and things of that nature. So you are seeing some kind of small cracks in the armor, and that's fantastic. But in terms of big deal shifts happening within the union, that's, as Mo said, that's just not where reform is going to come from.
The idea that unions will suddenly turn around and really put students first, is it just doesn't really make sense, you know. And I really don't think that's something you can hold against them. You know, unions are there to protect the interests of their members, and they're going to continue to do that, because otherwise they really don't have a reason to exist. They're not an advocacy organization in terms of schools. They're an advocacy organization in terms of teachers. Now, you know, whether or not you agree with what policies they promote and, you know, how they go about that is different. But I don't think there should even be the expectation that they're going to rise up and kind of start promoting these other policies that, yeah, in a way will kind of erode their own, you know, security and their own compensation. It doesn't really make sense. The answer to me seems to be that there has to be something outside of the movement that might also include teachers, but is not going to be the organization that exists to protect teachers.
And you're even seeing that in Illinois and Chicago now. Illinois is, you know, landmark SB7 that was heralded as being such a great collaborative initiative. And the Chicago Teachers Union president recently came out and said, we really hate it and we're all going to probably go on strike. So, you know, even after all of that kumbaya talk, you've still got a union rep snubbing their nose at pieces of reform.
Yeah, I agree. I don't really think it's going to amount to much, but good for Andy Rotherham for being optimistic. You always got to have that cheery perspective in education policy.